Welcome, Donnie. Go ahead.
Hi guys, my name's Doni and I am a grateful recovering compulsive overeater food addict. If it has the word food in it, I can probably not act appropriately around it. My journey began with food at the age of 8. Most of us know about childhood abuse. My abuser at that time said a special thing to me. And they said, "I don't like fat people. Don't get fat." Well, I'm a little kid trying to escape. I can't form the words. I don't know how to say what's going on with me. But I do know how to eat. So the first time I was found in my compulsion, I was 8 years old. And my mom had just come back from the grocery store, and there was a new jar of peanut butter and a whole loaf of bread, and I grabbed it and went in the closet and sat in the back of the closet. And I had nearly eaten that entire thing before my mom found me, and boy, I was in big time trouble then. There was five of us kids, so that loaf of bread needed to go a long ways back then. But it did a lot to me to just comfort that inside of me. So I began my journey on eating very early on. I was never a small child. I was always the one that was the fat one. Nobody wanted to play with. We didn't want to be around. I didn't fit in. I didn't fit in. So my world kind of changed around to everyone around me ate like me. So it became normal to overeat. It became normal to stuff myself to the point where, oh, I have to undo the top button of my pants. And so I ate my way to a ripe old, I was 40, about 37 years old, and could no longer weigh on the doctor's scales. There were little weights that they hung on the end of the scale to try to balance it out. So at that time, they guessed my weight at 421. I was too big to get on a weight loss surgery table. It wouldn't hold me. So my aunt passed away in 2000, in fall of 2002, from diabetes related from compulsive overeating. Overweight, had high blood pressure, diabetes. So she died of complications of that in the fall of 2002. Turn around in the spring of 2003, and now I'm burying my dad from the same types of things. What's going on inside of Doni's 421 body? She is now looking at having diabetes, high blood pressure, all the complications from being morbidly obese. So my mother had... When my dad got confined to a wheelchair, my mother was very overweight, and she's like, "I gotta fix this." So she had one of the very first weight loss surgeries, and it was called stomach stapling. It was horrendous what they went in and did to her body. But she lost the weight, man. It came right off. She no longer had diabetes. She no longer had these problems. She could move around. Wonderful. My sister began to have the same kind of issues in 2002. So she had the next golden thing on the weight loss surgery, and that was gastric bypass. Rue and why. My sister was having the same kind of problems. Had the gastric bypass, man, that next morning she was no longer diabetic. In about a month, she no longer had high blood pressure. About a month after that, all of her health issues came in line. So then my other sister is like, "Oh, you know, I'm having the same thing." So the next year she has gastric bypass, rue, and why. And the same thing happened. Both of them lost over 200. Between my mom and my two sisters, we've lost close to 2,000 pounds. So does the surgery work? Oh, yeah, it works. Would I have it again? And I had my surgery on April the 3rd of 2004. And at that time, I'm going to try to do this share screen thing. This is me in 1991. This is my husband and my daughter and me, and I'm trying to get my daughter in front of me so I don't look quite so wide. But this is me at 400 pounds. And, I lost everybody. Oh, there you are. So that was right before weight loss surgery. And I never addressed the issues in my head that wanted me to eat. Never did do that. I just had the surgery. And man, the next day after surgery, my sugar levels were in check. Couple, 3 months after that, all my health issues, I lost over half of myself. I lost 220 pounds. So it was down to about 170. And that was great. And weight loss surgery was just a ride. It was wonderful. I didn't have to do hardly anything. And the weight just was going off. Well, if I don't fix what's in my head, it still wants to eat. So I have my current issue is what's called body dysmorphia. My body is now at 147 pounds. It is goal. I have through Overeaters Anonymous. Thank you, God, for Overeaters Anonymous. I have been able to release that weight and keep that weight released for 3 months now. I now have 84 days of abstinence from wheat and sugar. The thing that Overeaters Anonymous gave me, the gift it gave me, was identifying something called red, yellow, and green food. Red, yellow, and green light foods. And so now I know today sugar and wheat, actually not wheat, but grains, will set me off. Something with sugar in it, I'm going to want to have big old candy bar for sure. Something with some kind of a grain in it is going to want to make me eat carbs. Thank you, Overeaters Anonymous, for pointing that out to me so that I can stay away from those things. I'm a big time label reader now. There are so many ingredients in food that they disguise, sugar and grain products that they disguise with other names. I'm very, very allergic, and I call it allergic, to sugar and to wheat. So my weight loss journey, in 18 months, I had lost 212 pounds. I had lost down to 160. Within 4 years, I had gained 40 of that back. Now, my stomach is the size of a lemon. This is gastric bypass ruin Y, is what I'm talking about. This is what I have. Now they do things called gastric sleeve, which is much easier on your body. But what I did was they took the top part of my stomach and made it the size of an egg, and they rerouted my intestines to that new little egg. I do still have my entire stomach and all of my intestines, but what only operates is that little egg is the size of a lemon now. I can eat one cup of food at a time, and that's it. I'm at my goal weight. I'm at 147. It's what my body feels good. I'm healthy. My mind says I weigh 246. And my mind wants my body to be 246. So I have a disconnect between my mind and my body. And one of the tools that you guys gave me, Tool Recovery, is journaling. Journaling. I've been in recovery from other issues for 14 years. All of them I've been able to set down and walk away from and be successful. But this thing called food is something that I have to address at a minimum 3 times a day. Now, my food plans don't follow the same guidelines that OA has, because I don't I can't do that. I cannot sit down and eat a 6-inch chicken breast and 2 cups of vegetables. I can't physically do that. So my food plan looks like 5:01, five very small meals, 5 cups of food spread out during the day. And I have no snacks involved. And I do it one day at a time. 5:01. That's what works for me with weight loss surgery. And it works well with a lot of weight loss surgery people. That's what's difficult in OA. What I finally come down to when I found abstinence was that I lay 2 food plans before my creator every day, because the type of surgery I have, okay, explaining how the body works. At the bottom of the stomach are what's called endorphins. And if they don't have food laid on them, they get all grumbly. And that's when you have, oh, you hear the stomach growling. That's the endorphins going, I want food, I want food, I want food. The type of surgery I have cut those endorphins off. I don't get hungry. Oh, that should be wonderful, right? I don't get hungry. I don't remember to eat. I become a restrictor very, very easily. I apologize for the cough. I'm just getting over COVID. So it's been an extremely, I have eaten myself from 167 back to 260, used my tool, lost back down to 180, came back up to 240. And in November of 240, I'm like, I cannot walk up a flight of stairs without being winded. I'm 63 years old. I should be able to walk up a flight of stairs. Something's wrong, Donnie. And I came into a process of going through the steps in a different program. And I was like, wow, food might really be my true issue. It might not have been all these other things that I was masking. So weight loss surgery and me, I no longer get hungry. I'm on day 11 of COVID. So I don't eat. I'm not hungry. Nothing tastes good. Why eat? You know, your body needs it. You have to. You have to. So in the process, in this 11 days, I've now, and I'm going to use the word lost, an additional 11 pounds. So I'm now underweight. But I'm going to find those pounds again. I will put those 4 pounds back on so that I can be back at a healthy weight. But that's what my disease does. My disease tells me I want to eat. My surgery says you can't. And it is incredible.
5 minutes remaining, Donnie.
Okay, thank you. Would I have weight loss surgery again? In a heartbeat. If I was at that point where I was having those kinds of issues in my life, the health issues, that it helped. I would have gotten all of these beautiful pamphlets from Overeaters Anonymous before I had weight loss surgery. I went through lots of psychological things with a psychiatrist before weight loss surgery, jumping through hoops, trying to get to on that table. And weirdly, what I needed to do in the process, they work hand in hand together. OA and weight loss surgery are a beautiful marriage if you use them together. And today, my struggles are, I don't want the weight that I have released. And I use the word release. That's what you told me. If I lose something, I want to find it. So I'm not losing this weight. I'm releasing it. I'm letting it go. It's gone. If I release something, I'm not going to be searching for it. So thank you, OA. You've taught me some words. The big thing that I've gotten is a sponsor. And it took me a long time in Overeaters Anonymous to find a sponsor who would address 2 food plans, because my stomach someday Some days it wants solid food and some days it wants liquid. I lay before God two food plans every day. This is solid. This is liquid. Help me make these work. And it works. It works. But I had to find a sponsor who was willing to work with me on my weight loss surgery. Find someone who can take your hand and who understands that you have an internal issue that most people in Overeaters Anonymous do not have and do not comprehend. How can somebody live on 3 cups of food a day? How does that happen? I reconstructed my body. And today, I'm at, today I want to try to, I can't find a picture of me today. Oh, here it is. Open it up, share the screen. And this was me in April of this year. Come on, share screen. Maybe it doesn't want you to see me. Oh, well, anyway. In April of this year, I followed a food plan. It was called keto. I jumped on the keto wagon. I wound up releasing it at 80 pounds. I wound up getting it goal weight. I am able now to let's see, will it pop up? I'm able now. Well, this is it. Well, shoot, far. It's not going to work. I apologize. Oh, maybe it will. This is me in April of this year at my goal, what I thought was my goal weight of 163. My actual goal weight wound up being I let my body and abstinence take me where it needed to go. And today it's at 153. So that is me then. That is me today. This is one of my favorite ones. It pops up. This was me a year ago at 265 pounds again. And I'm Native American and my clan is Buffalo. And my dad's name, Indian name, was Blue Buffalo. So it was important for me to take a picture in front of a Blue Buffalo Remax thing in North Dakota. Thank you so much for allowing me some time and allowing me to talk to you a little bit about my weight loss journey with weight loss surgery and Overeaters Anonymous. This is just like the most fantastic program that I have found that blends the way my body needs to eat and the way OA works. If you don't have the For Today reader or the Voices of Recovery reader, I suggest you get those two. They're daily readers and they put your mind, it's meditation type of reading for me. I read it every single morning before I even lay my food plan out.